dinner.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Yi. I'm a PhD student in the cotton breeding program in New Mexico State University. Our program is supported by Cotton Incorporated, and also we are working collaborated with two plant pathologists, Dr. Sum Snogo and Dr. Terry Wheeler. I believe from yesterday to today, we have been listening to many talks about fusarium wilt caused by FOV4. FOV4 has been reported in California for years and has become the most important diseases in cotton. Now it has come to Texas, El Paso. With that, we got two questions. Is New Mexico lucky to escape for FOV4? And also, do we have resistant commercial upland cultivars to FOV? So the objectives of my research were to answer these two questions. For the isolate collection, we did the field survey in Las Cruces and the neighboring areas, and also Fabens, Texas. And we got 21 isolates, which were further identified based on DNA sequences and its morphological features. Based on the morphological features, we found 19 isolates exhibit fusarium oxpora like morphology, and one isolate from Las Cruces exhibit fusarium solani like morphology, and the other one exhibit fusarium proliferatum like morphology. And also from the pathogenetic tree, beta tubulin gene can only differentiate the two other fusarium isolate, but it cannot clearly differentiate the different species in the FOV. But translation elongation factors can clearly group the 19 isolate with the reference RIS4 isolates, and also it can separate from different races of FOV. And also got the two other fusarium isolates separated. So now we know what species are they. The next question is, does the F21FW isolate have significant difference in the pathogenic variability? To answer these questions, we did the pathogenetic CT test. Among the 21 isolates were inoculated with four cotton genotypes, and the ANOVA table detected the significant differences in genotype and isolate. The isolate virulence is based on the foliar disease severity ratings. So from this figure, we can see all the 21 isolates were pathogenic to cotton, including the two other fusarium isolates. FW-1A has the highest disease rating, which is the most virulent isolate. Among the four cotton genotypes tested, as expected, PHY841RF is the most resistant one, because it conveys the resistant gene from the PHY800, followed by New Mexico 13R1015, which was tested in California as a moderate resistant genotype, followed by DP358, which was also tested as a moderate resistant genotype. To evaluate the cotton germplasm lines for fusarium resistance, 104 cotton germplasm lines were assigned to four different trials with three replications, and the tests were repeated three times. The combined ANOVA detected highly significant differences in the genotype. Among the 104 cotton germplasm lines, the average severity rating ranged from 1.1 to 3.9. We do not find any one lines which was not showing any symptoms, but we do find 15 lines which were more resistant, such as three lines from TA, Texas, and two lines from New Mexico, and one line from DP, one line from DG, and one line from PD. With that, if you have any questions, please stop by my poster. My poster number is 81. I'd like to answer all your questions. Thank you.